For many people, October is spooky season. The season when unsettling things appear. You know, you're driving a kid to school, minding your own business, and suddenly cobwebs appear on porches, and a pirate ship is on somebody's lawn.
You try to shrug it off, but then you notice people are selling pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin spice donuts, even pumpkin spiced pumpkins. And then you see one more creepy thing.
Spirit Halloween.
A store pops up in shopping malls like a ghost. Spirit Halloween operates only from August to early November, and the goods on the shelves are just what the name would suggest.
Kids' costumes, adult costumes, wigs, hats, and masks, accessories and makeup, decorations, and so much more. If it's Halloween, we have it. So come in.
One thing they also have fleetingly is a brick-and-mortar store. Spirit Halloween turns up in 1,400 locations across the U.S. and Canada, and you find them amid the ghosts of shopping malls past. Rachel Quednow is program director of Strong Towns, an urban planning think tank.
The reason that they're able to really exist at all is because we have built out these huge big box store spaces. They're very non-adaptable.
Except for a store that can adapt to them. Spirit Halloween haunts the space of those abandoned big box stores.
So many businesses, a small restaurant, a small clothing store, whatever, would never be able to afford or just they wouldn't need that huge amount of space. Any of us could look around pretty much any town, big or small, and see empty, vacant, big box store spaces.
Think of their business model as a little like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. The place that used to be Walmart or Best Buy comes back from the other side.